بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يا معشر النساء تصدقنا وأكثرنا من الاستغفار، فإني رأيتكن أكثر أهل النار. قالت امرأة منهن: ما لنا أكثر أهل النار؟ قالت: تكثرن اللعن وتكفرن العشير، ما رأيت من ناقصات عقل ودين أغلب لذي لب منكن، إلى آخر الحديث. We were still busy with this hadith, of which we had discussed the beginning part, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised the woman that they should give a lot of sadqa and they should increase the istighfar also. And that is relevant to this chapter which we are busy with, of making istighfar, for asking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And of course this is not exclusive for women, but for men also, that we should make a lot of istighfar. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained why he gave this instruction particularly to the ladies. And and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the reason that they like to curse a lot, and also that they are ungrateful to their husbands generally. This is not of course with every woman, but generally. Now the relevant part which we are reading today, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, ما رأيت من ناقصات عقل ودين أغلب لذي لب منكن That I have not seen anyone who is deficient in their intelligence and who is deficient in their brains from amongst you, the woman, but that you overcome men who have got full brains and who have got full intelligence. That is, that in spite of the fact that women generally, not all of them, generally, that they have deficiency in their intelligence and also in their deen they have got deficiency, but yet they overpower men who have got full intelligence. As it is put in other words, that women who have got half brains, so to say, that they overcome men who have got full brains. So this is one very astonishing and strange feature that women have got, that in spite of them, that they are weaker than men, and the world accepts that they are the weaker sex, that in every aspect they are weaker than men. Their biological makeup is also that they are weaker, they cannot do that work which man does. And mentally also, and this is generally, otherwise there are some women who surpass men. As far as deen also is concerned, the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what great knowledge Allah ta'ala had given her. And many other women also, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, Maryam alayhi salam, then the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, what great brains Allah Ta'ala had given them. But generally they are weaker in their body build up also than men, and even with their intelligence they are generally weaker than what men are. But in spite of that, their treachery or their plotting and tricking, that they even wipe off men of complete knowledge and complete brains, they will wipe them off also. That is the attitude that they use and how they speak to men, and what their moods and how they overcome men. That is something that many men also then fall prey to women like that. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I have not seen anyone who was more deficient in brains, in intelligence, and as far as the deen also is concerned, but yet they overcome so many men and they control so many men. As he said, that a man can control the country, he can be the president of the country, but at home the woman controls him. There he cannot control anyone, he controls the whole country, but at home the woman controls him. So this is a strange and astonishing feature which Allah Ta'ala has kept for us to look into and to ponder. And in front we will read that what is this weakness and this deficiency in intelligence and deficiency in deen with regard to woman.